From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting angry protests in Turkey. Thousands of people took to the streets of Ankara Sunday, many of them chanting slogans against the Turkish government. The demonstrators were reacting to the Saturday bombing of a peace rally that killed at least 95 people and wounded many others. Dorian Jones reports.
Thousands of protesters chant Sunday in the capital, Ankara, saying the state and government will be held to account. Mourning is fast giving way to anger in the aftermath of Turkey's worst terrorist attack. Some organizers of Saturday's peace rally claim there was little security, even though there had been increasing fears of a possible attack. Interior Minister Salami Altunok has denied negligence. The leader of the pro-Kurdish Peace and Democracy Party, Selahattin Demirtas, has accused the government and security forces of collusion in the bombings. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Iran's parliament Sunday gave preliminary approval to a bill that allows the government to implement the nuclear agreement recently reached with other nations. Final approval of the measure is expected later this week. Iran says a verdict has been issued in the trial of Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian. Rezaian was arrested 15 months ago on espionage and other charges. Reuters, quoting Iran's ISNA news agency, is reporting that Rezaian has been convicted and that he has 20 days to appeal the verdict, but that has not been confirmed. Rezaian, who has dual citizenship, has been working for the Washington Post since 2012. Two suicide bombings have killed at least 9 people and wounded 29 in northern Cameroon. Officials have blamed Boko Haram militants for the attack, which was carried out by 2 teenage girls. This is VOA News.